I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
I literally, when I went into the Zoom, I was like, oh my God, we haven't recorded for the podcast in so long. And then when I asked Michelle, you know, like, how did you end up on the podcast? And she told me that she won it through the fan club. It just made me even more excited because it just validates that, you know, we're doing really great things. I just love what I do. And I love, even if it's a Zoom, you know, for the podcast, I just think it's great. So that was the amazing thing. I mean, I saw Michelle, like when she went in, you know, I guess people are nervous. Like, I never think people should be nervous, but I think people are nervous to meet me, and it always shocks me. But to see her face, you could even hear it in her voice. So I don't know, you know, if you guys are listening to this week's episode of Hey Spirit, Michelle's reading today. I mean, I saw it on her face, how much lighter, and she was laughing and smiling. I guarantee you, you will see and hear it in her voice that the healing was actually taking place as you listen to the messages. And I think I love, it's this new kind of mantra that I say to myself almost every day. It's okay to put myself on the back burner. I'm not just going to turn the burner on. And I love that her dad used that for her today and encouraged her just to love herself and to honor herself. So I hope you guys all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. Well, hello, Michelle. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
It's so nice to meet you. I'm fantastic. I'm so excited for you today.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. So how did you end up on Hey Spirit?
I actually won this.
You did?
I'm in the fan club.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all your support. So you see all the wonderful things we get to do with the fan club,
being a part of it.
I'm so proud of the fan club, proud of what we're able to do, but more importantly, so proud of you for taking advantage of the fan club. So,
I love it. Yeah.
This is just one way that I feel that I can give back to my fans. And thank you for all of your support, because without you, I wouldn't be able to continue to do the work that I do. So I appreciate you very, very much.
Oh, thank you.
Where are you from?
From Pacifica. I live in San Pablo right now.
Oh, so you're on the West Coast?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is early for you.
Yeah, it's a little early. It's fine.
Well, welcome to Hey Spirit. I'm just going to give a little quick speech on how I read, connect with spirit, but more importantly, my wish for you over these next few moments. My wish for you, Michelle, is that you know that there truly is more to life than just here in the physical world, but more importantly, that your loved ones are still with you, just in a different way. As I just said that to you, I heard, and so she knows that she's not alone because she feels alone a lot. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So validating for you that your loved ones, I don't know who said that to me, but your loved ones are already making their soul's presence known. I didn't even get to the other side yet. Validating okay. for you, they know how you're feeling and they don't want you to feel this way. So now your loved ones might bring up and talk about, which they already did, how you feel. Validating that if they know the way that you feel, if they hear your own personal thoughts and prayers, then they heard you say goodbye. There was nothing left unsaid. So if you have any questions, I want you to speak to me. Don't be afraid to speak to me. Don't be afraid to say anything to me. You're not going to mess anything up.
Okay. All right.
This is your experience, okay?
Yeah.
So I wish you, Michelle, the most amazing and beautiful messages from your loved ones today. I am going to start with the mom that is departed. So is your mom passed?
No.
If it is not your mom, then it could be a mother-in-law, grandmother, or someone like a mom to you.
Grandmother.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who lost the child? Who's in the room with you?
My daughter.
Oh, okay. So who lost the child?
My best friend lost.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Look, I said something to you that you feel, because there's a man standing here. So he's trying to step forward. And he said, this is who she wants to talk to. Fair enough. So I don't know if it's your husband or if it's a father figure.
It's my dad. Okay. Yeah.
To validate for you that your dad's soul is present. And I asked him to bring forward another soul that you would not expect to come through to validate.
I wanted to talk to two people the most. Yeah.
To validate for you that they have not left you. Do you understand that? And even though that you feel so alone, do you understand that?
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. The reason why I asked if you lost your husband was because your dad made me feel like that he was a father to your daughter who is in the room with you, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So know that that's why I felt the way that I felt. Do you understand that? And knowing how much she is missing him as well.
Yeah.
And he says, do you know that your daughter prays every day? And says, what can I do to make my mom's life a little bit easier? Your daughter's right next to you?
Yeah, she is.
Is that correct? Can she hear me?
I can. It is.
Is that correct? Oh, it's so nice to meet. What is your name?
I'm Eliza.
Very nice to meet you, Eliza. See, you never thought you'd be dragged into this reading now, did you?
No.
Your grandfather just said to me, all she was doing was trying to help her mom set up the computer.
Yeah, she was.
And what a beautiful validation for you both that he's with you. He sees what was going on, right? And now even the dog is reacting to the energy in the room, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the dog. Sorry.
Do not be sorry. These are all the validations. Look, because Michelle, I think it's easy for someone to say to someone, you're not alone. I don't want you to feel alone or feel as if you lost everything in your life, right? I want you to be able to feel your dad. I want you to be able to feel his soul to validate that he is at peace and that he has not left you. And I love that he acknowledged your daughter in saying she prays every day because it's so hard for her to watch you be so sad. Because you do so much for everyone else.
Yeah, I do.
And it's almost like you don't even know how to heal yourself. And your daughter sees that. This is a gift from your dad. in saying it's okay to love and honor yourself. There's this term that I've been using lately. It's okay to put yourself on the back burner, Michelle, but just don't turn the burner on.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because that's who you are. We're built a certain way, right? I get it. I'm the same way. I want to help everyone and do what we can, but we have to take care of ourselves. So we just can't burn it at birth ends. We can't turn the burner on. So know that your dad says, I want you to know that you do everything that you can for us, especially when I was alive. But I need you to start to love, honor, and respect yourself more than anything else. Because yeah. If you don't, you are no good to anyone else. Well, who missed your dad's departure?
Well, like my brothers and sisters, we weren't there when he died. Okay.
So know that he says, you need to know that you were always there for me. Because I asked him, what is the biggest burden that your daughter carries? And he said that no one was there at my death. They missed my departure.
His five kids missed his death. My sister got married and he died the day after she got married.
Okay. He said, did it ever occur to you that I said, I just want to make it for my daughter's wedding, but I could not.
Oh yeah. He tried. Yeah.
But I could not watch you all watch me take my last breath.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch him.
So he says, I don't want anyone to carry that burden or to feel bad or to feel sad that I was alone when I died. This is why I think it was important for your grandmother to step forward first, to show that you might feel that some of the siblings, they weren't there when he died, but he wasn't alone when he died.
Yeah.
Souls were there to greet him when he left the physical world. He says, and I don't want anyone to feel bad or carry a burden that they weren't there for me. You were there for me when it counted.
Yeah.
You take care of your mom or you see your mom?
I see my mom, yeah.
He goes, don't let my wife hear that I said that she needed to be taken care of. He goes, because she won't like that.
No, she doesn't. She won't settle down.
Perfect. So know that this is your dad's way of saying, I know what you're doing for mom. I know how you're trying to do the very best for her, how you're trying to care for her. But there's only so much that she'll let you do for her.
Yeah, yeah. She's stubborn.
He says, so let her be. And now, there are two souls stepping forward. One shows me that they were a child that passed. So who lost their son?
My best friend.
Your best friend. And they are both departed. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So know that the souls step forward together. They told me that they died unexpectedly. Is that correct? Or sudden?
Yeah.
Okay. So we need you to stop visualizing what it was like for us when we died. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
When souls show me that there was a tragedy to their departure or a quickness to their departure, when they immediately hit me in the back of the head, that's my symbol for that they did not suffer to their death. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
We cannot have you visualizing or thinking that we suffered to our death. Do you understand that? Was there like a blow to the chest?
I don't know what happened. She was in a car accident.
Okay. So the blow to the chest. So no, I felt the blow to the chest, the blow to the head, died instantly. And I'm going to say this, no disrespect to her departure, Michelle, but I felt like that it was a freak thing that happened with the accident.
Well, her husband, to me, her husband killed her.
Okay. Well, my symbol for this is when a soul will show me weather. I live on the East Coast, so sometimes someone might be in a car accident because of bad weather, ice, heavy rain. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
When they show me a car accident or some type of tragedy and they say it was a freak thing that happened because we can't understand even if we feel someone is responsible, whatever the situation is or was, she's saying we never thought that this would have happened.
No.
Right? It was, in a sense, a quote unquote, a freak thing that happened. So validating that there's no way that you could have prevented this departure. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
She says, and you can be as angry as you want that we died. She says, but I cannot allow it to change who you are. She says, so we're going to let the justice be that our souls are safe and at peace with God.
Okay.
So you can start to heal and maybe remember. Did you grow up with her or something?
I met her when she was 12 and I was like 14.
Yeah, because your dad's like, oh my God, look who's here.
Yeah, they used to fight though. They didn't get along that great.
But what it's doing is it validating that the souls are together. Do you understand that? Even if souls didn't know each other here in the physical world, especially if they didn't get to get along, they're together on the other side because they're connected to you. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah.
And I love your dad's reaction. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
So validating for you that she says, I cannot have you remembering me or trying to visualize if I suffered to my death. There had to be also a blow, another something with the head, because I feel very heavy here. And it just...
Well, she went off a cliff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And her husband was drinking.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm upset.
But no, listen, you have every right to be upset. Do you understand that? She already said that. She says, but the anger is changing you. So we can be angry, but don't let it change who you are. I need you to release that anger to me. She goes, angry is not becoming of you. You're not an angry person.
No.
She says, and I understand and respect how you feel. She says, but I also made a decision to get in that car that day.
Yeah.
She says, so I have to take responsibility for my choices. Do you understand that? Because I said to her, I said, listen, I said, how are you expecting Michelle to let go of this anger? She feels it. And she says, you don't understand, Teresa. She says, I made a decision that day that I have to take responsibility for. She says, I didn't want to die. I didn't think that I was going to die. She says, but I have to take responsibility for my actions, for my decisions that day to help you to release that anger. So maybe try this. When you feel so angry and you're so disappointed, upset.
Wait.
She lost the headphone.
I lost my earpiece.
Okay. That's okay.
It just popped out of my head.
I'm wondering if your friend did that.
Yeah. It just flew right out.
Listen, you know what I say, Michelle. You can't make this stuff up.
No.
So maybe it's something when you feel that quote unquote anger or you're so upset and disappointed, whatever these negative emotions are, stop, feel the emotion, and then maybe replace it and reminding yourself that she says, even though that this was an awful tragedy and we died, I take responsibility for my choice that day.
Yeah.
She says, because I cannot have you carry this anger. She says, the forgiveness, Michelle, is for you. It's not for anyone else. And her son passed as well, correct?
Yeah, they were together. He killed both of them.
He said to me, he goes, Teresa, he goes, it was a freak thing how we ended up going off of this cliff. He's like, we've driven down that road many of times.
Yeah, that's what her mom said. Yeah.
He said, we knew this road. He said, so my mom, he goes, I need my Aunt Michelle to understand that it was a freak thing because he knew the road by the back of his hand. We've driven that road before. We never thought in a million years that he was that intoxicated. And it was almost like, because when they show me like a deer or like a squirrel, it's my symbol for where somebody had to maneuver a vehicle to get out of the way of something or even someone, which caused this accident. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
He says, so this is why we beg you to please release those negative emotions so you can heal. And then she looked at me and she said, because it's not going to change that anger, Michelle, is not going to change the fact that we died that day. There's something very different about her. She is a very strong person.
Oh, yes, yeah, she was.
And very adamant. And she says, please, I need to give my best friend. She referred to me as her sister. I need to give my sister her life back.
Yeah.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. Do you still have something of hers that you had when you guys were young, when you guys were friends, when you were younger? So do you remember years ago they used to have necklaces that it was a heart, and then when you would separate the heart, one would say best and one would say friend?
I have a bracelet.
Perfect.
I think my sister made them and she gave me one and her one.
Perfect. To validate that she wants to thank you for keeping the things that have no monetary. I want to make sure that I interpret the information correctly because this was a very heavy message.
Yeah. It's
something that she needs you to do. Do you understand that? So I needed her to validate it. So know that she knows that you have the jewelry that you kept that really has no monetary value.
Yeah.
So know that when you look at it, if you come across it, know that, see, the dog's going crazy now, right?
Yeah,
the dog.
Yeah.
So know that when your dog acts like this, because there's no reason for the dog to act like that, right?
No.
It's because the dog is sensing the energy and the souls.
Yeah.
Now he's going to talk to me. She's literally talking to me. The dog is literally talking to me.
Megan, stop.
I am going to say this, though, because I asked your dad, I was like, oh, why did you have me bring your granddaughter into the, you know, into the picture here? And he said, well, I wanted my daughter to know that she raised a beautiful young lady, that she truly cares and loves her mom so much, and wanted you to know how she just prays for your happiness. Did you have like a little argument or a misunderstanding with maybe one of your siblings or someone in the family?
I'm not talking to two of my siblings.
Okay. So know that this is your dad's way of acknowledging that he knows what has happened and he respects your decision. This doesn't mean you're right, they're wrong, or vice versa. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Your dad's like, you want to put the shenanigans to rest.
I knew he was going to bring this up.
But you have to understand, this is, when souls bring up things like this, it's validating for you, Michelle, that your dad understands your position. And he says there is a part of you that things might not be able to go back to the way that they were, but we can at least have a common ground. Fair enough. He says, and never apologize for the way that you feel or the way that you were made to feel. Do you understand that?
Yeah, yeah. I don't feel like I should apologize.
1,000%. But if you say, I'm sorry for the way things turned out, do you understand that? It's a way of like, we're acknowledging what happened. You feel the way you feel. I feel the way that I feel. We just need to move on. Because yeah, we can't have this animosity in the
Stop
family.
Dwelling on it, yeah.
It's draining.
It is.
And
yeah.
How can you heal when you have all of this negative emotion?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a difference in taking responsibility and apologizing for a situation, but still respecting the way that you feel, because nobody can tell you how to feel. It's the way that you feel. No one's right. No one's wrong. And know that your dad is respecting you.
Good. I thought he'd be mad at me.
He says, how can I be mad? You were hurt.
Yeah.
And sometimes what happens is sometimes we do and say things that are hurtful to someone because we're in this moment and we really don't mean it. And then we get a mountain out of a molehill because of emotions. And because we were hurt. Fair enough. So know that your dad says, you know, maybe it'll help you, you know, kind of repair this relationship somewhat. Fair enough. So we can have family gatherings and we don't have to have this animosity. Oh, who's starting a new job? Or someone was going back to work?
Well, my brother and sister-in-law are having work issues, so they want to start over.
Oh, perfect. This does not mean you call them up and say, oh, daddy said go get a new job.
Yeah.
These are the things that I was referring to in the beginning of my speech where you're going to hear things that you would never expect your dad to talk about.
Yeah, I would never have thought that.
Right? But what better way to validate that you are not alone, Michelle?
Yeah.
That your dad is still with you. Your best friend is still with you, and even her son. Validating that they know what is going on. And these are our free will choices. That's up to us. They just want us to be able to release these burdens so we can make these decisions with a clear head. Do you understand that? And I'm going to say this to you. Your dad just said to me, the whole reason why we knew that my daughter needed this reading was so that she knew that I wasn't disappointed in her and that I could never be upset with her.
Yeah.
And that I want to thank her for the way that she cared for me. And he says, and I am sorry that I died. Did your dad smoke?
No.
Oh, who smoked?
Ann smoked, my best friend.
Because all of a sudden I was like, what is that? And your dad just started going.
Yeah. Like, he hated when she smoked in the house. Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, these are the things that are crazy that I'm like, you're crazy. So I love it. Literally the smoke and your dad's like. So know that if you ever smell cigarette smoke for no reason.
I do smell cigarette smoke all the time.
And no one's smoking.
And no one's smoking. No one smokes in my house.
Validating that that is your best friend. Know that that is her soul that is with you at that exact moment. And she goes, letting her know that I'm still running amok.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. She used to say that.
I literally just said to myself, running amok. Who says that?
Yeah, she used to say that all the time.
So validating for you that she says, please remember me as my soul being free. She shows me that you find white feathers. Is that correct? Or do you find just feathers?
I found little feathers in the bedroom a couple of weeks ago. And I'm like, we don't have any pillows with feathers in it.
Know that that was from her. Know that when you find these random feathers, know that that is her soul getting your attention and reminding you that she is with you at that exact moment. Do you have pictures of both of them where you can see them?
Right now, yeah.
Perfect. I just asked them to validate that their souls were with you and that you weren't alone. And they showed me these pictures like that you look at.
Oh, yeah.
So know that everything that you said to them, there was nothing left unsaid. Know that you did get to say goodbye. And I feel like, and even though your dad passed very different than your friend, right? Your dad made me feel like he's like, and we couldn't have changed the outcome of what happened the days that we died. And I find that even with your friend. She said this to me, Michelle, numerous times. I take responsibility for my choices that day. Your dad made me feel like your dad goes, you know, this really is cool, Teresa. He goes, I didn't know what was going to happen today. He goes, my daughter's been talking to us for days, telling us that we better come through. He goes, and I'm saying to myself, how the heck am I going to do this?
I did all week. I've been talking. In the car, by myself in the room.
Oh, so know that you weren't alone. Know that your loved ones were with you and your dad is saying, I could not have disappointed you. He goes, even though I don't know what I'm doing right now, Teresa,
yeah.
I could not disappoint my daughter. He goes, and then he's going to me, and I can't believe I'm just standing here and you're telling my daughter everything that I want to tell her.
Oh, this is great.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. So usually when souls show me, like I dreamt and then I don't dream for a while and then I dream, it's like, it's a symbol of that maybe you're not dreaming them as much as you used to.
Yeah, I hadn't dreamt them for a while and then I just dreamt them 2 nights ago.
Perfect. That was a validation that your dad heard you. Know that that was a visitation from his soul showing himself to you and validating that he hears you. And that even though that it's been some time since he's passed, he hasn't left you. And I haven't missed out. Were you going to get a tattoo in memory?
I have a tattoo in memory of him. And my daughter just got one. My other daughter just got one that never met him. She got the same thing.
Oh, perfect. So no, yeah, but were you going to get another one, or were you thinking about getting a tattoo, maybe in memory of your friend, or another one in memory of your dad?
Of my friend, she sent me a picture of the Disney fairies, and I said, that's what she had on her arm.
Wow.
And I said, I should get that.
Look, this doesn't mean now you run and get a tattoo tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? These are your free will choices. It's her way of saying to you, I was with you at that exact moment. Even if you never get this tattoo, the thought of doing it means the absolute world to me. It means as if you actually did it. The same way, Michelle, that your dad acknowledged that you wanted to speak at his funeral, but you couldn't.
Yeah.
But still thanking you for the amazing and beautiful tribute. Do you want to get a new car? Because your dad keeps saying, tell her it's okay. Get a new car.
I want to get a car. And my husband and me are bickering about it.
That's hilarious.
He thinks we need a truck. I said, we're getting old. We don't need a truck. But
that
I have a car in mind.
Is amazing. So again, validating that when this your dad's soul is with you.
Okay.
Just get the new car.
Yeah, I want the car.
So know that when you have the conversations with your husband, just knowing you might be able to just sit back and take a little chuckle and say, all right, Dad, I know you're here.
Yeah, I'm going to tell my dad to get the car.
Maybe this is why also your daughter's in the reading, so your daughter can back it up.
Yeah.
I love that. But I am also going to say this to you. There is something about you, Michelle. I can feel how lighter you are. I know that the loss of your loved ones, you will grieve them for the rest of your life here in the physical world. But the healing process is something completely different. And I literally can feel it is as if this weight was just completely lifted from you.
Yeah.
And your dad says, I feel like your friend stood forward. And then your dad stood right in front of her. He's like, can I tell her? Can I tell her? So know that this comes from both of them, that you winning this reading through the fan club was not a coincidence. Know that this was a gift from your dad and your very best friend of knowing exactly what you needed to hear today, to give you that encouragement to... It's okay to put yourself on the back burner. Just don't turn it on. And to love, honor, and respect yourself always. And to know how proud that your dad is of you. And your friend just said to me, she says, and you know what, Teresa? She said, they don't make friends like Michelle anymore. She said, because there were so many times in my life that Michelle was not a fan of my choices and decisions.
Oh, yeah.
She said, but she was always there for me.
Yeah, I was.
She never let me down. She let me know that she wasn't happy with me, but she always told me how much she loved me. She says, so I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for allowing me to leave the physical world truly knowing what a friendship is. What it truly is to be loved unconditionally by someone that doesn't have to, but that loves and supports you in every way that they possibly can. She says, and I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for being my person. And I am sorry that my death left you with such anger. She says, so please give that back to me today. I don't know if you guys noticed this or not, but as she was channeling and you were talking about the fairies, did you notice all the little spots floating?
I keep seeing them. Yeah.
Know that that's her soul. Know that that is your loved ones making their presence known. I mean, you had the most amazing and beautiful experience today, Michelle. I can't thank you enough for all of your support through the fan club, because without you, I truly could not continue to do God's work. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I thanked your loved ones for winning you this reading.
Yeah.
Because it truly was amazing and special. And I thank your daughter for helping you up with all the technology today. And that's the other thing. She wasn't expecting to be in this, right?
No, she wasn't. She was just going to sit on the side.
See? Spirit is always full of surprises. So I want to thank you both very much. I hope these messages bring you some faith, comfort, and peace at this time, Michelle. And may God continue to bless you and your family.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it was such a beautiful experience.
Michelle King from San Pablo, California. I wanted to hear from two people, and they both came through, my father and my best friend. I have no words. Like, I'm like speechless. I was shocked that she came through. I smell cigarette smoke a lot, and none of us smoke in the house. And I had a feeling it was her, my best friend, or my aunt, but now I know it's my best friend. So that was funny. Teresa's like real. Like, I mean, I don't know how she knew what she knew, but she knows. Yeah, I do feel lighter, like just relieved, and that they're together and they're always with me.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.